Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning on this Tuesday. Coming up, my conversation with Pendleton School District Superintendent Kevin Headings. We'll talk about last night's school board meeting, as well as other things happening with the Pendleton School District when we return right after these words.
Attention Pendleton residents. The city of Pendleton has begun gravel pickup. City crews will be setting out yellow signs with red lettering in areas they'll be working on, and will provide additional public notices as they move from one area of the town to the next. To help the city pick up as much gravel as possible, please pay attention and park your cars off the street when in designated areas. The City of Pendleton appreciates your patience and assistance during this time.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, thanks for joining us. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Chessman, your host, and joining me in the studio this morning is Pendleton School District Superintendent Kevin Headings. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's another great day to be a buckaroo.
Yeah. Well, tell us what's happening with Pendleton School District.
A lot of good things. You know, we're almost halfway through the second semester, 2 weeks away from spring break. Today is the opening day, I guess you'd say, of our baseball season, our Buckaroo baseball season. They play Walla Walla at Bob White Field, 2 o'clock. It's a doubleheader, 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then 4 o'clock this afternoon. Prospects for the team are strong. We are thinking they may contend for a 4A title. Our girls softball team opens, I believe, on Friday. Friday against Burns. They also play a doubleheader up at Sunridge Middle School. And they are the defending 5A state championships. So we have, you know, they have a lot of high hopes. They have some really strong pitching coming back, strong hitting. So we're excited about those two things.
Well, yeah, that's exciting. Maybe a little wet on the field out there. We had some pounding rain over on that part of the Walla Walla Valley last night. So, maybe getting those jerseys first game a little dirty. But yeah. Hey, it's all worth it if they come back with the win. Well, Kevin, one item on the agenda I wanted to focus on this morning in our conversation is something that was called, or is called, the Integrated Guidance Plan. Explain to us what exactly that is.
Yeah, Dan, I don't know where to begin with that. I guess what I'd say, it's an effort by the Oregon Department of Education to streamline reporting for school districts across Oregon. I think their intention was good. There's 6 major reports that school districts have to do every year, and they were just, really it's an effort to streamline that, to combine some of the reporting. But what it's actually turned into is really a lot more work, a lot more paperwork, a lot more accountability work for school districts. And accountability is good. Don't get me wrong. We need to be held accountable for what our missions are and what our roles and jobs are as a school district. But this accountability in many ways is double accountability. I mean, being accountable for things that we're already accountable for. So what the Integrated Guidance Plan is, it starts, and actually parts of it is really good. The main focus of the Integrated Guidance Plan is making sure that we're getting input from our community, not just our students and our parents, but our community members, our students and our parents, and any other stakeholder in our school district. And the focus of that input really is a push for equity advanced practices. And what that means is making sure that we're getting input from our historically disadvantaged student groups, from our historically disadvantaged parent groups, community groups, making sure that everybody has input. And in Pendleton, that means a lot to us because, you know, I think you've heard it before, we're about every student every day. We want to make sure that we're meeting the needs of all of our students, not just some of our students. So that portion of it is good. And we're always going to be doing that. Every year we're going to be getting engaged. We're going to be seeking input from our community. We're going to be seeking to engage more parts of our school community, our parent community, and the community of Pendleton. But what comes out of this, the engagement piece, we went through a needs assessment. and really looked at what the data was showing. You know, we sent surveys out to our community, to our parents, to our students. We had focus groups with our focal groups, you know, for example, our LGBTQ groups, our Latino Hispanic groups in the high school and middle school. So really seeking input and information about what we could do better, where our needs not getting met that we need to meet needs, you know, those types of things. So we got all that data together, had a group in our district look at the information and the data, and three things came out of it. And really the three things that came out, we're calling outcomes, and I guess I'll explain a little bit more about that. So the three outcomes are really the goals that we want to accomplish going forward, those areas where we need to focus on to meet the needs of our students and our parents. So three goals, and then attached to each goal are strategies to accomplish that goal. And then the third part of each goal is activities that we put money toward to accomplish the strategies, to accomplish the outcomes. And what we found is we already have a strategic plan in place. This is kind of where the double work comes into play. We already have a strategic plan in Pendleton that we've committed to for the next 5 years. And it's a very thorough, comprehensive strategic plan. It focuses on high-level instruction and learning for our students, making sure that, number two, making sure that we're meeting the needs of all of our students where they're at, making sure we're supporting them, making sure that our instructional practices, number three, are emerging and progressive in nature. You know, we're following research. And then the fourth thing is making sure that we're really propping up the Pendleton brand. You know, making sure that we're focusing on the positive things of our school and getting the message out. But back to the integrated guidance, the three outcomes really were the first three goals of our strategic plan. So the positive there is it really affirmed for us that our strategic plan is going in the right direction. The negative of it was, again, it was double work. It seemed like something we didn't necessarily have to do because we already have that strategic plan in place. So anyway, the integrated guidance plan, that's basically it. It was seeking engagement from our community, going through a needs assessment, and then coming up with the outcomes. But with that, we had to do, turned out to be about a 35-page narrative on the process we use, the different parts of the plan, really in an effort to be accountable to the ODE. So we, last night, and the requirement from the ODE is that this integrated guidance plan is approved by school boards during the March meeting. So in our work session a week ago, I presented the plan to the school board, gave them an opportunity to ask any types of questions. After that work session, we went after more community input. So we put the link to the plan up on our website asking for community input. And then last night, it went back to the board again for their approval. So they made a motion to approve the plan. So we went through the process, it's approved. The last thing we need to do is submit it to the ODE by the end of March, and then we're good to go. And this will be something that we do every 3 to 4 years. Every year, we're gonna continue to seek community engagement though and adjust the plan where it needs to be adjusted.
And is there a need for the state to dictate plans like this when, and I'll just add this part to the question, when you already have this, you know, all student emphasis and this goal in your district's strategic plan?
That's a yes and no answer. What I wish would happen with the ODE is that they're a little more flexible related to different districts. They're coming at this with a one-size-fits-all approach. And really the focus, it seems that the focus is on the districts over in the I-5 corridor. We feel like, you know, in our district that they don't really look at our district. They don't make an effort to see what we already have before asking us to move forward with certain projects. If they would look at Pendleton School District, they would have seen that we already have a strategic plan in place. We already have a lot of the nuts and bolts of the integrated guidance plan in place in our district. In my opinion, if the ODE would have audited our district, the one thing they probably would have said is you need to gain more input from a wider variety of groups, which admittedly we need to do, and I think we've done a good job of that this year. Another example, you know, in the IMESD region, you know, Morrill County, Umatilla, Morrill County, Union County, and Baker County, they're smaller districts. You know, they're much smaller than Pendleton. Pendleton's the biggest district in the region, besides Hermiston, but in the IMESD region. So those smaller districts, it's ridiculous to see what they had to go through with this integrated guidance plan. The ODE is requiring things of our smaller districts that just seem unreasonable and lack common sense. So again, it's you know, I agree with the approach, I guess, but I wish what the ODE would do is do a better job of looking at each district individually and going forward with where each district needs to be accountable on their own versus requiring everybody to be accountable for the same thing, a one-size-fits-all approach.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Talking this morning with Kevin Heading, Superintendent, Pendleton School District. We're going to take a break. Back with more after this.
What will your children and your grandchildren remember about you? Do you want to keep your family stories going? How do you do it? Come to Terrific Tuesday at Heritage Station Museum, March 21st at 6 p.m. Local author Peg Willith shares her family project that she's created to share stories with future generations. Terrific Tuesdays are always free and open to the public. Terrific Tuesday with Peg Willis, March 21st at Heritage Station Museum. You can follow us on Facebook for more monthly programs and events.
The Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store, is proud to be part of this great community and part of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand up when we hear the national anthem, put our hands on our hearts when we recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we thank God for everything He has given us. If you feel the same way, stop by and say hi to your neighbors at the Pendleton Market 76, your hometown all-American store. God bless America, God bless you, and God bless beer.
Alaska Air Jet Service has arrived in Walla Walla. The jet is more efficient and quieter than the turboprop, and it flies faster. Plus, enjoy in-flight entertainment and Wi-Fi on board. Fly in comfort with daily service between Walla Walla and Seattle. The midday Walla Walla flight still has good connections at SeaTac and beyond. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and enjoy your flight from the Walla Walla Regional Airport. Need more incentive? Free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Every year, over one quarter of adults suffer a fall, but there are steps that can be taken to help reduce the risk. Join Mackay Creek Estates on Thursday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. for a free webinar with certified athletic trainer Adrian Cahigas. He will provide expertise on the physical factors that can lead to falls, fitness routines for older adults to build strength, and advice on fall-proofing the home. You can sign up for the free webinar at prestigecanhelp.com. Again, that's prestigecanhelp.com.
Let's get back to more live and local news from the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Kevin Heading, Superintendent, Pendleton School District. And Kevin, talking about last night's board meeting. Another agenda item I wanted to ask you about is the approval of the OSAA collective sponsorship involving Nick Yahweh Community School. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that has to do with the Boys and Girls Track Program and, you know, a collective sponsorship. Typically, what a sponsorship is with the OSAA, it's a smaller school joining up with a larger school to produce a team, you know, an athletic team in a certain event. And typically, the smaller school doesn't have a team. They don't have enough athletes. So it's probably one or two athletes that want to join the bigger school and, you know, compete on their team. A collective sponsorship's a little bit different. And so what we have with Nick Yahweh, they actually have a team. They have a boys and girls track team. They have track athletes. They have the coaches. They just don't have the facilities. And so they're asking to share our track facilities with us. And so that's what that's all about. It's and really, it's we have a strong relationship with Nick Yahweh. We already had a co-op in football and in other sports too. And we want to continue that strong relationship. You know, we benefit from both. I think they benefit from us, and we definitely benefit from them. So that's what it is. And of course, you know, we can't just do that sponsorship on our own. We have to go through a process where both superintendents of the districts have to agree. Weird thing here is I'm technically the superintendent over both schools, even though they're a charter school and they operate with their own board. But, you know, there's a process. The ADs have to sign off, the superintendents, and then it has to be approved by the board before being approved by the OSAA.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Well, let's turn our attention to another question. I know the Oregon legislature is currently in session, and I imagine as a superintendent of a very large school district, you're keeping a close eye on some of the things that are happening over there, as you should be. Some things that might be concerning to you as the session, the legislature is still in session.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. As far as the state school fund, you know, they have to vote on the budget and it has to go through legislation. And so that's one concern right now. Schools are getting, it looks like Oregon schools will be funded at $9.9 billion. What that means to Pendleton School District, if that is what the state is going to give school districts altogether, specifically what that means to Pendleton School District is we're going to be short on our salary roll-ups for our teaching staff and our classified staff. We're going to be short about $500,000. You know, and considering our budget is, I think it's $64 million, right around there, it doesn't seem like that much money. And we have the reserves to pull from that. But the concern would be going forward. How many times are we going to have to do this? How many years into the future are we going to have to be pulling from our reserves just to cover the cost of staffing and workforce? So that's one concern. We're hoping it's going to be funded at least at $10.1 billion. Superintendents across the state have landed on $10.3. That's what we're really pushing for. So that would be great. At those numbers right there, we'd be able to cover the cost of roll-ups and be able to do some things that we'd want to do that we're not able to do right now. So that's one concern. There's a couple bills, one going through the Senate and one going through the House, that's a concern. And the motivation of these bills is to improve workforce, to really make the teaching profession and parts of the teaching profession look advantageous to people, and really to recruit people into the workforce. We feel like they're going about it the wrong way, though. For example, one of the bills has to do with SPED teachers, special education teachers. Now, special education teachers are very valuable, and there's a shortage of high-quality special education teachers, no doubt. But one of the bills requires districts to pay them 20% higher than what we're paying them right now. They'd have a minimum salary of up around $60,000 to $65,000, which is a very good salary. The other bill has to do with workforce altogether making the minimum salary, teaching salary, $60,000. You know, right now, I think in our pay scale, Pendleton's minimum is $43,000. So that would be quite a hit financially to school districts. There's no question that teachers are valuable, all our staff is valuable, and we wish we could pay them more. They deserve it. But to require it would really put us in financial dire straits. I mean, we'd have to cut positions, we'd have to cut programs. It would make those roll-up costs that I just talked about much higher. So we're concerned with those three bills. Number one, the budget, the Senate bill and the House bill about workforce, as far as with our budget and what that means to Pendleton School District. And we're not the only ones concerned about this. This is a statewide superintendent, business manager. It's a big concern statewide.
Well, and that brings me to my next question is, you know, what's the plan for hiring new teachers? But maybe it's a waiting pattern right now to see what happens with school funding and these bills that are being proposed to, I guess, improve the teacher workforce.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's one thing that's being done is the bills. There's other things that can be done. For example, we're finding that staff is more motivated by simply having time. You know, more time on their hands for personal things, more time on their hand for families. Overall fulfillment of the workplace. You know, research shows over and over again, it's not just a salary. You know, people don't work just for the salary. That's a good thing, but they also work for fulfillment and enjoyment. So what are we doing as a school district to really support our teachers and to support our classified staff, to really showing them how much value they have to us? And by support, I mean making their jobs easier. Are we providing them with the training and the curriculum that is teacher-friendly and student-friendly? Are we putting, you know, I talk about the state mandating things of us. Are we mandating things out of our staff that we don't need to mandate, that are just putting more of a hurt on them than anything else? And so those are things that we always have to reevaluate. Another thing, too, like as I speak right now, Matt Yoshioka, our HR certified staff HR, is at a job fair in Spokane, you know, recruiting teachers. It's a regional-wide job fair. But we might want to think about in Pendleton of just going to universities on our own, not just job fairs, but making relationships with, you know, Whitworth up in Spokane, or maybe Gonzaga up in Spokane, or Boise State, you know, the areas, not just Eastern Oregon University, which we do have a good relationship with, but other universities, making, you know, putting us on campus, speaking to students in education programs, speaking to students in language arts programs, letting them know that, boy, if you are talented and if you want to teach, we'll hire you right now on the spot. We'll take care of your certification later. But getting people, recruiting people into our district, really to improve our workforce, and then making sure that we support them from there with training, with mentorships, and yes, with finances and benefits and all that, but really making sure that their job is a fulfilling job and that they have value to our district.
All right. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I know that everybody is looking to hire new teachers, and the need for teachers is great, including in this Pendleton School District. I'm talking this morning with Superintendent Kevin Headings. We're going to take a break, come back with more, so stay with us.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Need a ride? The City of Pendleton has you covered. Did you know the Dial-A-Ride Transit Van Service in Pendleton runs 7 days a week? To arrange your next day ride with Dial-A-Ride, call Elite Taxi Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 541-276-6476. This service runs within the City of Pendleton and the urban growth boundary, and cost is only $1 per ride. For daily schedules and other transit service the city provides, go to City of Pendleton's website at pendleton.or.us/transportation.
America's favorite rock and country band is headed to Wild Horse Resort and Casino. Come see multi-platinum selling band Little Texas live in concert Saturday, March 18th, singing the songs you know and love, including hits like Kick a Little, What Might Have Been, and God Bless Texas. Now's your chance to see one of the best live rockin' shows in all of country music, Little Texas, Saturday, March 18th. Tickets on sale now at wildhorseresort.com or visit the Wild Horse gift shop. Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton, Oregon.
Toilet running? Faucet dripping? Zimmerman & Company True Value is the place for expert advice and all the plumbing supplies you need. Here's Jeff to tell you more.
Well, a lot of people seem to be having some plumbing issues, and we have basically anything needed to repair any plumbing problem you may have. And we also have the advice that will be able to help you be confident to fix the problem that's existing.
Open 7 days a week, Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street for over 80 years in downtown Pendleton.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Richard Stableman and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I went to the Center for Ozone Therapy for a 21-year-old injury that had hindered all of my basic abilities from exercise to work. And since the injections, I have been nothing but all smiles, new activities, exercising again.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
Pendleton Original. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour. And now back to your host on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Kevin Headings, Superintendent, Pendleton School District. Kevin, I know you may not have exactly the numbers in front of you, but how did kindergarten pre-registration go?
Yeah, good question. I haven't looked at the numbers yet as far as how many we have registered. We're anticipating to have another pretty big group. This year's group at the PELC, the Pendleton Early Learning Center, is about 225 kinders, and we're expecting right around that number again next year. I will say last Thursday, I showed up at the PELC. We had two things going there. We had parent-teacher conferences, and then we also had kindergarten registration. And just, you know, anecdotal from what I saw, it looked pretty well supported. They had the whole cafeteria with booths around, you know, different supports for our parents. There were quite a few parents there. I met a handful of our future kinders. And I tell you what, if you're ever, for those of you in education, you know this, but especially principals and superintendents, if you're having a bad day, go see a kindergarten classroom. That just brightens up your day. They're very entertaining. And they were entertaining too at kindergarten registration, just talking to them. And the three kinders, pre-kinders that I talked to, all knew that this was going to be their school next year, and they were really excited about coming into school, and so that was good to see.
Yeah, I encourage anybody that has the time, the ability, and of course does all the requirements in order to be a volunteer for school. I was playground supervisor a year ago at a school, and it just happened to be the day that I volunteered it started snowing, and so they were having some issues with that, but you couldn't keep a kid indoors. They still wanted to get out and play in that snow. Yeah. But it was very rewarding, and seeing young people excited about being in school And who doesn't like recess? But yeah. They were a good group of kids. But it was very rewarding, and it was a lot of fun. So I encourage folks who are listening to find out how they can be a part of the school. Going back to that, actually, Kevin, you talked about community engagement, and you've talked about it before on this program. I know that you have an open door policy. You want to hear from the community, mm-hmm. and that you know, as far as its integrated guidance plan, the district strategic plan and stuff, you want to hear from these different groups and stuff. And that's an ongoing process, is it not?
Yeah, it's ongoing really right now. And this is unfortunate. Maybe we need to do something. We've kind of taken a break from that. Anybody can come and talk to me. You know, I'm at the district office. I think address is 107 Northwest 10th Street, Pendleton, Oregon. We're in the old Lincoln Elementary School. And honestly, my door is open. People are welcome to come in and talk to me. But typically what we've done is we've had the survey link up on our website. We've gone to our, you know, civic organizations, to our key communicators, Rotary, Kiwanis, Lions, got input from those groups as well. We've had those surveys at our athletic events, our school performances, our parent-teacher conferences. We also have a school email. I think on the website, there's an email address that people can email to with input. But we're gonna take a break from actually getting the surveys out. We have the needs assessment and everything we need now. We'll start back up again at the beginning of next year, again, and going again about three quarters of the year through, just seeking input, asking different questions of different groups, those types of things.
And I know we were talking in the break, and we were talking earlier in this program as far as, you know, the need for teachers. And, you know, here we are, middle of March, graduation is coming up, you know, in June. There's going to be those folks who may be pursuing a career in education or have the knowledge in different, you know, fields to teach young people. They're going to be looking for work. You know, graduation will be here before we know it. How do they go about contacting you guys to see what's available?
As far as jobs after high school?
Yes.
So they'd come to the district office, and they can talk to our executive secretary, Rhonda Thornburg, and Rhonda would put them in the right direction. A lot of our summer jobs, or even work after high school, summer jobs has to do with maintenance and facilities, and we'd have openings for that, you know, mowing lawn, landscaping, indoor maintenance, painting, probably things like that. And then as far as the whole year, you know, we're always looking for classified assistants, and high school graduates are perfect for that. And it's usually pretty flexible, so you'd be able to work and then also go to school at the same time.
All right, sounds good. Well, if anybody's looking for a job, be sure to reach out to the Pendleton School District. My guest this morning, Kevin Hedding, superintendent of the Pendleton School District. Kevin, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Dan. It was a pleasure.
And don't forget, baseball also is kicking off with the Pendleton School District. Well, that's going to do it for this edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. Everybody have a terrific Tuesday.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.